Good morning and welcome to the Friday Morning Sports Show. I'm Mikey.
I'm David.
And thank you all for joining us this morning. On behalf of Port Vikings, we would like to welcome the girls' winter track team, county champions. Girls, thank you so much for hopping on the show. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Of course. If you guys want to just go down the line, introduce yourselves.
I'm Sadie. I'm a junior and I run the 4x800 meter relay.
I'm McKenna. I'm a junior and I run the 1,000 and the 4x8.
My name is E.A. Sifcher. I'm a junior, and I run mid-distance and distance.
I'm Sam. I'm a freshman, and I do the 1500 race walk.
All right, guys. Congratulations on winning back-to-back Winter County Champions. I got to ask you, how much has coaching impacted you this past season?
I mean, I think one of the big parts of the reason why we won and we keep winning is the trust that we have in each other and in each other's potential to really make it happen in when it really counts.
I mean, we all have so much, like, motivation. Like, I know Saturday mornings, like, we're here early in the morning, and I know how committed all the girls are to the team. And Pope definitely helps with that. Like, he creates, like, an energy on the team that's, like, I don't know, it's very, like, motivating, and we all, like, push each other to be the best that we can be.
Yeah, I feel like in practices we always make sure we're always working our best and no one's slacking off, and Pope helps with that, but I think it's also majorly a part of the girls. They want to win, they want to work hard.
And it takes, like, a lot of dedication to, like, wake up at 7 a.m. and go to the weight room and, like, be outside when it's, like, below freezing.
All right, awesome. Sounds like you guys have a very good mentality going into practice. Talk us through your county meet. What was the feeling going into that? Were you guys expected to win? What was it feeling like to take home the W?
So Syosset was actually favored to win because they won the conference champs. But going in, we knew we had a strong team. So we wanted to work hard and make sure that we got something good out of the season and we got a championship for ourselves. And especially for me, at the end of the meet, I was freaking out. We were 3 points away from Syosset at the end. We didn't know if all the points were in. So hearing that final score when we were champions, it really was just so much better.
Yeah, I mean, last winter we won for the first time in, I think it was like 40 years,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And then we did it again in spring, so we were really hoping for, like, a third win. And I think in the back of our minds we all knew that, like, we could do it. But it was really rewarding to get that win.
Definitely.
I thought it was, like, a big surprise because, like, Pope doesn't really tell us, like, where we are, like, during the meet. So I had, like, no idea, like, how many points we were ahead or behind Syosset.
Yeah, and I mean, I think one of the things that everyone sort of thinks about is, like, the endurance that each one of us has to be able to keep going on the line, no matter the fact that we only have 19 girls on the team. But I think knowing that people really do leave it on the track and really put everything out there is the reason why we were able to come out and win.
Our team.
What do you guys have to do to replicate your success going into the spring?
I mean, I think part of the reason that we're so successful is because we have such a good team dynamic. I mean, we have great leadership from our upperclassmen and a lot of really talented and motivated underclassmen. So I think the way our team is working right now is, like, really amazing. And I think if we just continue to push forward as a team, then, you know, we'd definitely be in the running for another county title in the spring.
Yeah, and I think having that confidence that we know that we have the endurance to keep going on the line and keep racing to our greatest potential is something that I think motivates us to want to do better and to keep winning.
Anyone else want to add anything, or should we move on to next? You guys.
Yeah. Together, and it's really supportive and pushes each other and makes a great team.
All right, awesome. And then we see the things off the track. So you guys are having a lot of success. But what are some things you guys do off the field at practice, like the little things to help pick each other up? And because you guys seem like a very, very tight-knit group that supports each other.
I think the biggest things for us are honestly doing the warm-ups to the fullest potential, like making sure that we're always focused in warm-ups and doing the right thing in warm-ups, because for me at least, it sets the tone for the entire workout. If I'm like not trying during warm-ups, my workout won't feel very good. But if I work hard in warm-ups, my workout will feel good. And then the same thing with just being a part of the team, be always being there and making sure to cheer everyone on, be a leader on the team no matter how old you are. It just makes everyone want to work harder.
Yeah, and I mean, everyone has their days where, like, you know, they might not feel up for the workout, or like they're a little like anxious about like what's going to come at practice. But I mean, I think when individual people are feeling like that, I think our team does like a really good job of like kind of like helping them get through it together. You know, like we're constantly encouraging each other, saying like, no, like you can do this. Like, I know it's going to be hard, but we're going to get through it together. And I think that team mentality really helps.
All right. Do you guys have a favorite race or a favorite memory from the season that you'd like to share?
Honestly, my favorite memory is probably the county title. I was freaking out beforehand. I was having a little panic attack, and I was just saying to myself, like, what if we don't win? What's going to happen? And I really wanted to win. It's my junior year. Like, I really want to leave something behind, leave a good legacy behind, sophomore, junior, senior year, whatever. But I wanted to make sure that we were, like, I wanted to win so badly. And then we got in our little huddle, and when they announced it was honestly just the best feeling, all of us like coming together and being a team and winning after everybody put in their best effort and worked their hardest.
Everyone came into the meet knowing it was going to be a tight race, but everyone did their part and it all came together in the end, and it was a big celebration and such a cool moment.
That bus ride was great.
We have a video of it, like, when they announced it.
Oh yeah, I love that video.
It's the best thing ever.
All right. I think that's it. Thank you guys for coming on the show. We wish you the best of luck with the rest of your winter season and heading into the spring. And hopefully we'll have you guys back on in the spring to celebrate your spring season achievements. So thank you guys.
Thank you.